Hi and welcome. Wherever you are right now, I invite you to take 20 minutes to soften into a practice of internal soothing. The most important thing I've learned to do throughout my decades of yoga and studying psychotherapy and meditation is to allow an internal washing away of tension and built up thinking and externalizing, really. I want to share an experience of that with you today. So find a comfortable seat. You don't have to be sitting cross-legged. And if you are, I encourage you to prop yourself up with pillows to make sure you're comfortable. But it's good to support yourself to have a tall spine. If it feels more appropriate for you, you can also lie down if you think you'll stay awake. Make sure you're supported. See if you can set yourself up so that you're happy to not move for 20 minutes. And if you do need to move during this practice, do so with full awareness, all the sensations involved in making that transition to another position. And set yourself up again so that you can drop into stillness of the body. Taking a deep inhale through the nose. Sighing the breath out through the mouth. Two more times, just like that. And then begin a pattern of breath where it's slow and soft, maybe in and out through the nose. Perhaps you would choose to breathe out through the mouth with softly pursed lips. Settling the weight of the body back slightly and feeling that deep connection between the base of the body and the earth, or the bed, or the couch, wherever you're sitting, the solidity of what supports you. So here you are in this position. And you can fully be here, accepting everything about the way the body feels. Not trying to alter any state or sensation. Accept this invitation for prana shakti to arrive through a deeper breath. And to breathe your life force out on a slower, deeper wave of breath as your shakti, your life force, enters back into that element of air that all beings breathe. As you pay attention to this inflow and outflow of soft, sweet breath, notice that this is the connection to your vital life force. You may begin to feel your cells respond to this connection. Creating a dance of aliveness within you. Start to inhale into a place of tension. Exhale back out through that place. Just notice if there's any relaxation that happens naturally as a result of awareness and breath. As you shift the weight of the body back slightly again, breathe deep into the heart and see if those shoulders can roll back and down, breastbone lifts. Send the next exhale down into the low belly, the womb or hara space. Begin to connect those two energetic centers, the pelvic bowl and the heart, creating a circular rhythm of breath, up with inhale, back down with exhale. You may begin to notice any trance you've become caught in before you started to drop into the body and the sensate awareness. This trance can manifest itself in the body as feeling of tension, feeling of the stopping of the flow of your life force. And as we come back into connection with life force, we just notice with great compassion, with great love, ah, oh, this feels better. There's nothing wrong with any state that we find ourselves in. Every state is an invitation for more love. We can just notice how good it feels to come home, to come back to our own energy and our own state of aliveness. You deserve to feel alive. You deserve to let go of those states that don't feel good. It's really what it comes down to. Over and over again. Notice how it feels to amplify the inner light that's being engaged with this breath and awareness. Feeling any sort of warmth. Feeling of tenderness or self-love grow, expand, permeate the inner space. This is the space of your true belonging. Can return to this at any time. Keep breathing it more and more amplified within you. Sometimes mental stories can arise while we're sitting in meditation. And rather than just simply returning to the breath, we can honor these stories as important messages from the body-mind. If a thought is arising, notice if there's a corresponding sensation somewhere in the body. And it's at that point you can see if the thought will dislodge. And you can breathe with loving attention into this spot where the story is held. Without trying to change anything about the sensation in this part of the body, you can stay with it, breathe with it, and keep noticing with a kind of reverence. That the body has this innate intelligence. All it needs is a partnership of your compassionate, gentle presence. In order to create an optimal field for healing. Paying soft, gentle attention to this space within you. Notice if sensation there is beginning to shift. Perhaps it has shifted and there's another place in the body that is calling for you to gently tend to it with breath and presence. So choosing to either stay with the original space or to shift your awareness entirely to a new space and to stay with that place as long as it asks for awareness until something shifts enough that you're ready to move on. Engaging the senses while maintaining this sense of internal tenderness, care, and attention can be a potent way to create an atmosphere of safety as you move out from an experience of deep embodiment into a more externalized state. So you can hold internal, juicy awareness and external intention simultaneously as a practice. If you'd like, at this point, you can lick your lips and swallow. Blink the eyes gently open, keeping a soft gaze as you begin to move the eyes, taking in sights around you. Feel any breeze or fabric texture on the skin. Hear any sounds around. And keep this breath and tender presence maintained within. A kind of mantra of this type of meditation is, I am safe to feel. My body is wise. I am at home in the sensations of my body. May you remember your ability to come home whenever you need. Namaste.